This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Microsoft says it has shut down six websites that tried to pose as the U.S. Senate, conservative organizations, and Microsoft itself. The software giant saying those fake sites were aiming to trick people into thinking that they were clicking on sites being run by the conservative Washington think tank, the Hudson Institute, or the International Republican Institute, a nonprofit pro-democracy group with many prominent Republicans among its members and on its board of directors. That institute's president is blaming the attack on Russians, including Russian President Vladimir Putin himself. At a candlelight vigil in Colorado, the father of a murdered pregnant mother of two says,
"Keep the prayers coming for our family."
Suspect Chris Watts now claims to police he killed Shannon Watts after she killed their two young daughters. This is USA Radio News.
Are you one of those people who thinks it's okay to drive stoned? I mean, what's the worst that can happen? You end up driving below the speed limit? It's no big deal, right? Wrong. The truth is, your reaction times slow way down when you're high. You not only put yourself in danger, but everyone around you. Talk about a buzzkill. Stop kidding yourself. It's not okay to drive high. If you've been using marijuana in any form, do not get behind the wheel. If you feel different, you drive different. Drive high, get a DUI. Paid for by NHTSA.
I've been telling you for a year how great MyPillow is. Well, guess what? There's a great deal on MyPillow.com. You can get four pillows for about the price of one MyPillow. Click on the four-pack special when you go to MyPillow.com. Enter promo code USA. You'll get two MyPillow premium pillows and two go-anywhere pillows, perfect for travel, for half off. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the four-pack special, enter promo code USA, but do it now.
President Trump's lawyer is trying to clarify his remarks about truth he made over the weekend. Here's USA Radio's Robin Walensky.
It's like the tree falling in the forest. Did anybody hear it? I mean, how do we know what the truth is?
Rudy Giuliani, President Trump's attorney, clarifying his truth remark, telling Martha McCallum on Fox News.
So you're talking about whether or not the president asked James Comey to go easy on Michael Flynn.
Because
James Comey says he did, and the president says he didn't.
That's right. And they will possibly charge him with perjury should he give that answer. That's why I'm saying in situations like this, the prosecutors, the truth is relative.
Giuliani's truth remark made during an interview with Chuck Todd on NBC's Meet the Press, it catches the attention of people on the right and the left.
Oh, it isn't truth. Truth isn't truth.
So will President Trump testify?
He should testify because he's going to tell the truth and he shouldn't worry. Well, that's so silly because it's somebody's version of the truth, not the truth.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
A search is underway for a Catholic priest in Texas who went missing amid allegations of sexual abuse involving teenagers. The Dallas Diocese says the Reverend Edmundo Paredes was accused by three now adults of abuse that took place more than 10 years ago. Bishop Edward Burns saying that two private investigators are working to track the priest down and that he might have returned to his native Philippines. The diocese also says that the priest himself admitted to financial misconduct after between $60,000 and $80,000 went missing from the church. A statue of a Confederate soldier at a North Carolina college is down after it was knocked over by protesters. A group of about 250 of them marching to the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill last night, demanding the immediate removal of the monument called Silent Sam. The crowd started cheering and throwing dirt on it after some people pulled it down using a rope. The university says in a statement the protesters' actions were dangerous, and they say they're investigating the incident. And it's official. The Recording Industry Association of America is reporting that the Eagles' Greatest Hits 1971 through 75 album has overtaken Michael Jackson's Thriller album to claim the top spot as the best-selling album of all time. For USA Radio News.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Right here, right now, Bill Martinez live.
Minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. It's always good to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. Megan Bark joins us, founder and proprietor of ReaganBabe.com, nationally recognized political commentator and women's advocate. She is also the spokesperson for MediaEqualizer.com. Megan, always good to have you with us. How are you doing?
Always good to start the week with you, Bill. I'm doing well. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing well. You know, I'm in Alohaville. Can't be too bad. I'm overlooking Waipu Bay right now. It is just absolutely gorgeous. We got our first rainbow earlier, and it's just, you know, it's another gorgeous day in paradise. So what can you do?
And you're still working. God bless
you. And I'm
you.
Still working. Hey, you know, anytime. Anytime I can talk to you, it's always good, because we need to catch everybody up on what happened over the weekend with the Sunday news highlights. Of course, the big conversation was over Brennan's security clearance. Did you know that that security clearance was a lifetime? I was not aware that they get lifetime security clearances.
Yeah, and in nowhere is that written down. This is just kind of an assumed, what I would call, abuse of power. A security clearance is not a necessary thing to have, especially when you leave office and then become a pundit with news networks that have a specific agenda against this president. You should not be allowed a security clearance if you go on Twitter and charge the president with treason.
Mm-hmm.
And then he walks it back and says, well, I didn't really mean treason, but you said treason.
Right. And with all the consequences that come with being treasonous, including death, do us part.
Right.
You know, how ridiculous and how reckless on part of somebody who should know better, who is held, you know, a high position within our government, that he would be that reckless. And and like you, we've talked about this as well, Megan, that you know, how when somebody is out of the office, so they're no longer there, I can appreciate why there might be some security clearance, but why can't it be provisional? But also, the other thing is, when you choose to become a pundit and get out of the lane in which you were given that security clearance consideration for, then you should recuse yourself, and you should let go of that security clearance so that you don't get yourself in trouble. Because as a pundit, as you know, sometimes you can say things that could be regrettable. And if you blurt out something that compromises your security clearance position, I think the liability and the jeopardy that goes along with it, why would you want to put yourself in that position?
What, like leaking to the press like Comey did by giving information to his professor friend at Columbia so he could get it into the New York Times? Like that kind of action that you're speaking about?
Right, exactly.
See, this is the problem. And the Democrats want to canonize Brennan as some sort of saint, that he was some sort of, you know, reputable leader with integrity. Nothing could be further from the truth. We are talking about a man who weaponized his agency against his political enemies. And I'm not talking about Trump. I'm talking, because he did that too. Mm-hmm. I'm talking about the fact that he spied on Congress and the congressional aides and then lied about it to Congress. Mm-hmm. He is a liar. And not only is he a liar, he is also one who voted for a communist for president during the Cold War, at the height of the Cold War. I'm still trying to figure out how he got his security clearance in the first place.
Exactly. Yeah, I mean, because if you and I went in with those kind of credentials, we would be rejected just on its face. But somehow he ends up with, you know, a high-level security clearance. I mean, even James Clapper had to, you know, stamp it down a little bit, who, you know, he's been kind of short on reason. But the fact that he even was a bit reasonable about this in saying that, you know, Brennan needed to dial it back.
Yeah, so we have basically two spooks in the government, spies, right? We've got Clapper and Brennan throwing each other under the bus. And these are the two most powerful men, pretty much, within the Obama administration. Geez, I wonder why Obama thought he'd get away with wiretapping a candidate's campaign for a presidential election, and it wasn't Hillary Clinton.
Well, and the thing is, speaking of Clapper, Clapper's been all over the place in his statements that he's made, and you wonder, you're going, well, wait a minute, when is he going to be held in contempt? Lying, you know, to Congress, you know, because there's been several major, major lies that have come out of his mouth. And but somehow, you know, he lives another day because the deep state protects its own.
Well, right. The deep state is rotten. It's rotten to the core. There's a malignancy. It's called a politicization of our intelligence agencies, where these guys became political actors and hacks rather than civil servants that should be canonized. But these are the types of, this is the type of filth that you will find specifically within and around the Democrat Party. And by this malignancy that the Democrats have chosen to protect as well as elevate through the ranks of power, created a weaponized government. It created the deep state. It was feeding up and until it, up and on to itself.
Mm-hmm.
And so this is the infection we have to get rid of. And it is the other infections that are going on and festering, like the Nellie Oars, the Bruce Oars. Why is
exactly.
Bruce with the DOJ?
Right.
Where,
right.
You know, Donald Trump went on a Twitter tear this morning asking pretty much that very question and, you know, basically said, where is Jeff Sessions? You know, this is Jeff Sessions' DOJ.
Yeah, I mean, and that's been the whole idea. I mean, we're looking for Jeff Sessions' face on milk cartons because he's been missing in action, right? I mean, where is he? And that is the repeated question, you know, throughout the country here is, look at, he's supposed to be on top of it. Look how long it took for Peter Strzok to be fired and for his, you know, his loss of security clearance. Of course, that security clearance was so important, if you remember, that when he went over to the Mueller team on the initial stage, that was one of the things that he wanted to hold to was that security clearance, remember?
Oh, sure, of course. That was the golden ticket for Mr. Peter and his paramour, Lisa Page. That's how they were going to stop Donald Trump from getting elected. And then when they didn't stop him, they had to go into overdrive to make sure that they seditiously conspired with many, many bad actors within the deep state. Susan Rice, for example, should have her security clearance ripped. Sally Yates should have her security clearance ripped. And plenty more. If Comey still has it, if Hillary still has hers, she should be denied any access because God knows she'll only breach for any evidence should we try to come after that evidence through congressional subpoena. She did it before. She'd do it again.
Exactly. And this is the thing. I mean, the real conspiracy that existed in the 2016 election, you know, comes out of the White House and, dare I say, the Oval Office, Susan Rice, all the way down into the deep state, the Clinton campaign, the real Russian collusion and conspiracy, and the foreign exchange of information, which is so amazing how on any kind of minor issue with some Russian attorney coming into Trump Tower, that's a big deal. And here it is. You've got the you've got the dossier. You've got the Orr's involvement, the FBI, and Mueller ignores all that, to chase, you know, he's like Don Quixote chasing windmills. It's like, the windmill isn't over there, Mueller. I mean, why can't you see what happened with Hillary Clinton and the DNC?
Well, Mueller is a very compromised individual, and I'll be releasing an expose on Mueller very shortly. It's pretty lengthy, so I have to put it into a concise piece.
I'll tell you what. Stop real quick. We got to go to We got to go to quick break. We'll come back. We'll pick it up from there. Bill Martinez with Megan Barth. More from Megan right after this.
Pro Pure Gravity Water Filters. Most tested, most trusted. The Pro One G2.0 all-in-one filter by Pro Pure removes and reduces up to 200 plus contaminants, including fluoride, lead, and more. There's no priming required, no add-on filter needed for fluoride reduction, and it's totally reusable. There's a size to fit most competitive brands of gravity water filter systems. Pro Pure Water Filters. When you don't know what's in your water, visit an authorized Pro Pure dealer or ProPureUSA.com.
Have you experienced the miracle of CBDs? They can help you reduce suffering, reduce stress, help you sleep better, modulate inflammation in the body, and is absolutely safe. MetaHemp Solutions offers a radically innovative approach to CBDs for exceptional results. Stop suffering and reduce your stress now. Isn't it time for a good night's sleep? Stop worrying about tomorrow today. Lab tested for potency, purity, and is non-psychoactive. Free shipping to all 50 states. Try our product risk-free, money-back guarantee. Use code GCN15 to get 15% off. That's code GCN15 to get 15% off. Offer ends soon, so visit MetaHemp Solutions today at MetaHempSolutions.com or call 833-858-7500. Suffer no more. Get rid of the stress and sleep better. Get our product now at MetaHempSolutions.com. That's MetaHempSolutions.com.
If you like alkaline water or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dillon Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical grade stainless steel, the Dillon bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dillon bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dillon bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. See website for details.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text DO33 to 350-350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over 1 million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text DO33 to 350-350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's DO33 to 350-350.
This is Jessica Armand, creator of the fluoride-free oral care brand, My Magic Mud. You're going to love our new products. Our cutting-edge oral rinses deeply soothe your mouth and fight cavities naturally. Our breath spray, My Magic Mist, will invigorate your senses with essential oils of peppermint and eucalyptus. Our clinically proven toothpaste and tooth powders whiten your teeth and detoxify your mouth. Buy discounted bundles direct at MyMagicMud.com and take 10% off with coupon code GCN10. MyMagicMud.com.
It's Bill Martinez live.
Fully known and loved by you. You wanna go home no matter what I do, and it's not one or the other.
Whitney America. Bill Martinez here at 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Megan Barth, co-chair of the Media Equality Project, national spokeswoman for MediaEqualizer.com, founder proprietor of ReaganBabe.com. Megan, we were talking before the break, and I wanted you to pick it up from there, so go ahead.
Yeah, about Robert Mueller, I'll be publishing an expose on Robert Mueller dating back into the 1970s and a very long history, what I would consider a former federal investigator who's now retired actually put the piece together for me, per se. Robert Mueller is a dirty cop. That's exactly what a former cop told me who was a fraud investigator as well, a dirty cop. She was utterly embarrassed at what she found on his history. Coming to the most recent history regarding Robert Mueller, he's investigating a crime that doesn't exist. There is no such crime as collusion. So that's number one. Number two, he's investigating a manufactured crime whereby all of this evidence was manufactured by Fusion GPS, Christopher Steele, Russian agents, the FBI, paid for by the Hillary Clinton campaign. So this manufactured evidence would never, in a court of law, withstand an objective judge because it would be considered, in legal theory, a metaphor, fruit of the poisonous tree. You can't manufacture evidence to get a search warrant. It's an illegal search warrant, and everything gathered under that warrant was illegally obtained and therefore not admissible in any court of law as long as we are a nation of laws. So his whole entire sham operation, the only thing that Mueller could get was something like a 10 to 12-year-old tax evasion bank fraud charge brought against a guy in an ostrich coat named Manafort, who we're still waiting for the jury to render a decision, who, by the way, the jury was going to be exposed name by name, address by address, likely, of each juror by none other than CNN, because news came out that CNN was actually suing in order to get access to the names of the jurors. Now, what were they going to do with
that,
these names?
That is so manipulative. That's another squeeze play by the left. Judge Ellis told the Mueller team going into it he wasn't going to stand for that. But look at, he's gotten death threats. And now with this squeeze play by the media, again, the empowering of these outlets of the deep state. Thank you very much. Brought to you by the Democratic Party. I mean, this is disgusting, this manipulation that's taken place. And it needs to be called out in the most dramatic and emphatic of ways that this is unacceptable. It's illegal for them to do this.
Well, it's absolutely unacceptable. It's illegal, and it's also dangerous. Yeah. And why it is dangerous is because as their vitriol keeps increasing, along with the Russian collusion, and the Russian collusion narrative was created to create divide and also stop Donald Trump and hopefully lead towards his impeachment. Well, now that there's more holes in that narrative than Swiss cheese, now they've gone on to the fact is if Donald Trump said the N-word sometime in his life or ever. Was it ever heard? Was it ever caught on tape? They were storming, let's not forget, storming lawyers' offices, Michael Cohen's office, and taking all of the attorney-client privileged information, but said, oh, no, we'll go through it. We'll make sure we don't keep what's covered under attorney-client privilege. This is the lawless in action, and this is why I refer to the DNC as the Democrat Network of Criminals. Because they have engaged in criminal conduct, and at the upper powers of the last administration and still within the deep state, there are actors that continue to try to cover up, and Brennan was one of them.
Well, you know, this thing, like anything, when you get a weave of deception that is there, it is so overwhelming, and I don't blame the everyman who's busy working, trying to put food on their table, you know, make up for the lost years. Thank you very much, Barack Obama, for 8 disastrous years, and they're busy about just trying to get their families back together, Megan, and how do they keep up with this stuff? I mean, this drama is never ending here, And it just, it's not a pretty picture. I think the summation of it all is that this is a black mark on democracy, and this is all brought to you by, you know, Barack Obama, the Democrats, Nancy Pelosi, Chuck Schumer. Just pick one. It goes long and it goes deep.
Very much so, and with many of the actors that were in the business of politics for much too long, got away with much too much. And Mueller's tentacles go back decades, back into, of course, New York. You know, it seems like a lot of this corruption comes out of the New York office, the AG's office. Let's not forget Eric Schneiderman. You don't hear the Me Too movement gathering around Eric Schneiderman's house.
Yeah, that hashtag is missing, right?
Well, it's not only missing for Eric Schneiderman, but most recently it's missing for Keith Ellison. The number two most powerful man in the DNC, who's now running, who doesn't have a law license, for Attorney General of Minnesota, is accused not by one, but by two women of emotional and physical abuse. And you don't see the press trying to find those tapes. You don't see the press going to their doors and knocking on their doors. You don't see the Me Too movement, you know, standing up for these women. Why? Because they're Democrats. They're Democrats protecting other Democrats. Except for the Democrat women that Democrat men have been abusing long before Bill Clinton.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, the whole situation, Megan, sum up, you know, the Manafort trial, in light of all the stuff and the money that we've been spending on the Mueller probe, over $1 million a month, and we're, what, about 15, 16 months of this probe here. What does it tell us that after all this, I mean, they're going after Manafort for tax evasion? I mean, we know the squeeze is on. They're doing all kinds of things. They're putting the squeeze on Cohen. They try to put it on Mike Flynn, others. And then, of course, you know, McGahn, the legal counsel for the president, has given 30 hours of testimony to Mueller. You would think that there would, you know, if there was anything there, we would begin to smell some fire or see some smoke. But we're not seeing anything. So what is this telling us?
It's telling you that it was one giant fabricated lie. One giant fabricated lie where they used political opposition research presented by foreign agents, used that opposition research, turned it into a dossier, which Comey said to Congress and to our president, which a dossier that was salacious and unverified. Yet, Comey and seven others, including Andy McCabe and others, and Vlad Rosenstein, our acting attorney general, signed off on that dossier as verified. So which was it? Was it unverified or was it verified? Because the only way they could get a wiretap and a spy operation, a counterintelligence operation going in on the Trump campaign, was to make sure that they presented that falsified, fabricated dossier as verified. And they used circular evidence to do so. Yahoo News sources. They never told the judge that this was evidence that, or political opposition research that was paid for by the Hillary Clinton campaign. So not only did they manufacture a lie, they then lied to the FISA court judge, which, again, you can't do. If you and I were lawyers, we would be facing a lot of penalties if we lied to a judge.
Where that's my question, Megan. Where's the FISA court judges on this? I mean, we're not hearing anything, any outrage from them, unless I'm missing something.
Well, what I think needs to happen, and, you know, instead of me going on, you know, radio show after radio show after radio show trying to talk about these abuses, we do have fighters within the Freedom Caucus like Jim Jordan, and hopefully he will be our next speaker because Kevin McCarthy is completely MIA when it comes to a fight. No. I like him, but he's not a fighter like Jim Jordan.
Right.
So we need to start putting pressure, political pressure, on those that are holding some of the power. Whether it's Rod Rosenstein, the president is carrying enough pressure on his shoulders from this. But heads need to start to roll. And the only way that pressure will be applied is not only through political pressure, but through prosecution.
Mm-hmm.
And you and I would not be walking around as free people to tweet or write books or give tours or give speeches if we destroyed evidence after a subpoena or if we lied to Congress.
Megan Barr, founder and proprietor of ReaganBabe.com, has been with us. Megan, as always, appreciate it. Great stuff. Take care.
Thank you. Enjoy the holiday.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. That's 800-915-9164.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Microsoft says it has shut down six websites that tried to pose as the U.S. Senate, conservative organizations, and Microsoft itself. The software giant saying those fake sites were aiming to trick people into thinking that they were clicking on sites being run by the conservative Washington think tank, the Hudson Institute, or the International Republican Institute, a nonprofit pro-democracy group with many prominent Republicans among its members and on its board of directors. That institute's president is blaming the attack on Russians, including Russian President Vladimir Putin himself. At a candlelight vigil in Colorado, the father of a murdered pregnant mother of two says,
"Keep the prayers coming for our family."
Suspect Chris Watts now claims to police he killed Shannon Watts after she killed their two young daughters. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now, it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Right here, right now. Bill Martinez, live.
Oh, will we pray? All the world's at stake. When the church wants to pray.
Oh, yeah, the power of prayer. Let me tell you, welcome back, America. 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Danny Lippert is with us talking about praying. I know when you want to take on some do-it-yourself projects around the house, especially when we're looking at a bathroom upgrade on a budget, you may want to pray. That could help out a lot. And, of course, you can also listen to Danny because Danny's got tips up the yin and the yang, as they say, and keeps us out of trouble without busting our wallet wide open. Danny Lippert, always good to have you with us. How you doing, buddy?
Hey, I'm doing great, Bill. You're exactly right. You know, there's more than one time that I've sang that Kris Kristofferson song, "Why Me, Lord?"
Yeah.
You know, because you're going to get into some things like that, and that's why you do need to think about, you know, taking on things that are manageable, and don't hesitate to bring a plumber in, bring the electrician in, those kind of areas of the home that maybe you should leave alone, and there's plenty of other things to do. That's kind of what we did with this bathroom renovation that we just recently completed.
Yeah, exactly. Your team just finished it up, an amazing bathroom makeover. Tell us about it.
Well, let me describe a bathroom that we started with. It was 35 years old. It had dark stained cabinets. Right in the middle, it had this large linen cabinet right in the middle that really visually made the bathroom look a lot smaller. It only had one sink in it. The homeowner wanted to make this to where her two daughters could use it for another sink and so forth. So we were able to, in just 3.5 days, with me, Chelsea, and the two very ambitious homeowners, gave it a complete transformation and moved everything out. I'll tell you another thing we did here that we wanted to try out, and it worked great, and that's buying as much stuff as we could online.
Mm.
So if from one company we bought a vanity. We bought the vanity top, which is an awesome piece of marble, the two sinks, and the mirror, so that everything matched. One box, it was delivered right into the garage of this house, only took 4 days to get, and the total cost of everything was only $1,700. If you had bought those pieces individually, it would have been well over $2,500, and the quality is just fantastic. So that was a good little experiment for us to see just how well that worked great for us.
Well, and it's always good when you got homeowners who are operating with you and are willing to, kind of go on a little bit of a ride like that. But look at the bonus of it. I mean, incredibly surprised by the results, right?
Oh, yeah, they're very, very pleased. And that gratification, that's what hooks you in this business. And as a homeowner, an active homeowner, is that instant gratification. And, you know, and everybody that comes over to your house, you're going to say, hey, come here, I want to show you what we did. And it's pretty cool. And the homeowners helped on every aspect of it, including we installed some really neat faucets because, you know, in a bathroom, your faucet is somewhat a focal point there. And these faucets from Dan's, which is a Gerber company, really, really cool. But it's a good example, too, where I recommend to homeowners all the time, don't buy the most expensive plumbing fixture. Don't buy the cheapest. There's problems there. But hit right in the middle, and you'll always get a good value and certainly a good quality thing. And that's what we did with the Dan's faucet. So it's pretty cool. It really looks nice. It's also water scent certified, so it's not using more water than you really have to.
You know, Danny, that's the thing that's amazing about faucets. I mean, you know, we see them all the time. You kind of take them for granted. But when you have just the right ones in there with the right accents, it just adds a nice finishing touch to it all, doesn't it?
Well, it really does. And this particular faucet's from their Vaughn collection is kind of neat. And it has a real soft-looking type of spout. So the spout's real nice and smooth-looking. But the two handles are a little edgy. I'm using some of my design terms here, but
yes.
You know, it just so what that means is it'll fit into any kind of decor that you may have. Also, you know, people always asking about finishes. What's the most popular finish? Well, chrome still is number one, but a close second behind that is the brushed nickel, and then every now and then someone wants a little bit of a statement, and they go with the satin black and really make a statement on it.
Well, probably one of the most used rooms in our homes sometimes can be downright the ugliest because of neglect. And so, Danny Lifford is with us, today's homeowner, TV, and radio host. And, Danny, let's talk about flooring options. What do you got to offer here?
Well, I'll tell you what, you know, the popularity of luxury vinyl plank flooring is everywhere. You see it in doctor's offices, in retail places, in living rooms, family rooms, bathrooms, everywhere. That's a good way to go. But I still like to go with ceramic in many cases. And what we did here, one of the most popular questions I get on todayshomeowner.com is, can I install tile over existing tile? Well, the answer is absolutely, for sure you can, as long as the existing tile is in pretty good shape and it doesn't have a lot of cracks in it. And what we did is put down just some simple floor leveler that very easy to use, only took about an hour, and then we were able to install what looks like a very expensive imported white Carrara marble. Now, that's one of the most popular types of marble, but it's actually ceramic, and this bathroom that's about 6 foot by 10 foot, Bill, the total amount of the cost of those tiles, $90 is all it costs for the entire place. And you wouldn't believe, if you go to todayshomeowner.com and look at the pictures of this bathroom, it'll blow you away at how good that looks.
Well, Dan, that's what I like about your approach in all this. I mean, whether it's a total redo or maybe your budget is such that you say, hey, I just need to do some small bathroom repairs and upgrades here, right? So there are different approaches here depending on what your wallet looks like.
Well, definitely, and this is a good example of it because there was nothing wrong with the tub or the valves on the tub, you know, the tub spout and the handles and all. Everything looked good there. It's fine. And, you know, tell you the truth, it's behind the shower curtain most of the time. And the same for the toilet. Now, toilets are not that expensive, but let me tell you what we did here. The toilet, nothing wrong with it at all. It was a plain white toilet. Everything was fine. But the homeowner said, like so many people, in the middle of the night, they hear water running just for a little while. It's kind of what we call ghost flushing. And so what happens there is, you know, the water leaks through the bottom flapper into the bowl, and it uses hundreds of gallons of water every single week. Well, what we did is we have this kit, this repair kit called Performax from Fluid Master, and it has everything you need for those common average type of things. Well, the homeowner could not believe it only cost $20 for this kit and only took about 10 minutes to replace everything, including the handle. So the handle now matches everything in there. It works perfectly. We're not wasting water, and they didn't have to buy a toilet. They just bought a $20 Fluid Master repair kit.
Well, Danny, I know we got to let you go. I appreciate the time. Remind everybody where they can go for you know, all the information they need to know.
Well, anytime at all, drop by our website at todayshomeowner.com. I guarantee you're going to find practical, realistic home improvement information every time you go there.
Well, buddy, always appreciate the time. Thank you much. Have a great day.
Okay, you as well. Take care, Bill.
Oh, you got it. Danny Lippert, today's homeowner host. Wow. Great tips. Always love having Danny on because, you know, sometimes you think, you know, and when was the last time you thought about doing anything about your bathroom? And some great ideas there because, and we're happy to give them to you because, you know, we're all givers here. Bill Martinez live here just about 20 minutes before the top of the hour. And we've got a lot more coming up for you. And I appreciate you, you know, being around with us and sharing a part of your day. If you want to drop me an email, we'd love to hear from you, Bill at BillMartinezLive.com. Your opinion does count here, even in this age that we talk about, this information age that we're in, and all the squeeze, as we talked about with Michael Dougherty, on our freedom of speech. And look, it's only going to get worse, as Michael said. You know, with the election coming up and the left freaking out, and they have a little bit of a stranglehold on our communication channels with social media. And look, if you don't behave yourself, then you're going to be put on timeout like Alex Jones. Can you believe this, that we're dealing with this in 21st century America? This is what it's come down to. But this is what happens when the left finds a way to weaponize whatever channels they can to make sure that you will behave and you will think like them. If not, and you don't speak like them, then we're going to, you know, take you out of the social media networks. This is Bill Martinez. We're live. Adam Holt's coming up next.
This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-301-1318. 800-301-1318. 800-301-1318. That's 800-301-1318.
Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? As a Christian, are you looking for health care that doesn't violate your morals and convictions? Well, we're happy to inform you that there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded Christians that work together to pay for their medical costs. It allows you to decide how, when, and where you will access your health care, so you can make the best choice for you and your family. Starting at $199 a month for a single, up to $529 a month for a family, that's monthly. mom, dad, and all the kids. This is how healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-585-4237. That number again, 855-585-4237. Or visit libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org. And regain control over your healthcare costs, because this is the way it should be. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Every single day, promoting truth. Bill Martinez live.
God help me.
Bill Martinez live.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here, 14 minutes before the top of the hour. And guess who's pinch hitting for Bob Waliszewski? He is back, ladies and gentlemen, because he really knows how to put the ball in play. That's Adam Holtz. He's here with us, senior associate editor, after serving as an associate editor at NavPress's Disciple Journal and consulting editor for Current Thoughts and Trends. Adam now oversees Focus on the Family's music research and reviews. He manages their Culture Clips feature and is one of the primary movie reviewers. Adam, always good to be talking to you. How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing good, Bill. How are you doing?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. I can't be doing bad. I mean, I'm here in Alohaville in Kauai overlooking beaches of Poipu. So, shucks, what a bummer, huh?
You're doing better than I am, I think. Not that it's a contest.
You got Pike's Peak there. Come on.
We do. It's not bad. It's not bad. But
no,
the heart always wants what the heart doesn't have, right?
Right. Exactly. Well, that's the way it works. Hey, let's talk some movies here. Number one at the box office, The Crazy Rich Asians. And I know that Focus on the Family reviewed that. So what do you say?
We did. I actually reviewed that. And it was one of these movies that, you know, I think with comedies these days, I walk in thinking, how far are they going to push it? And I kind of brace myself. And it was a movie that surprised me with, in some ways, how sweet it was while still having a fair bit of PG-13 content. And the interesting thing about this film, it's kind of a modern retelling of Cinderella, and involves a girl who falls in love with a very, very rich young man, but he never tells her that he's rich until they go back to meet his family in Singapore. And, you know, just as we saw with Cinderella, nobody is really that crazy, if I can say that, about the idea of this rich heir to a huge corporation marrying a commoner, for all intents and purposes.
Didn't we just have something out of that out of England?
right. Actually, so there's a lot of parallels there, right?
Yeah.
And so we get a really what I thought was interesting about it was, it sort of looks at the strengths and weaknesses of both American and Asian culture. We see how Americans' individualism and passion can be good things and how they can be bad things. And we see how the Asian, you know, traditional commitment to putting the family above self-interest can be a noble thing, and how it can be something that motivates people to make bad choices. And so it actually had more layered depth than I was really anticipating. But, you know, along with that depth, we do have a fair bit of innuendo, you know, the implication of people being in bed together, even if we don't really see anything. But, you know, there's some of that. There's a little bit of language. You know, there's enough PG-13 content here to sort of keep me from saying, you know, run out and see it. It's great. But it was sweeter and perhaps not as nasty as some things that I have seen in the PG-13 comedy sphere recently.
Well, you know, just by its own title, you think, okay, am I going to tiptoe around some political correctness here? Can I laugh, or is it, you know, political correct laughing that happens in the theater?
Yeah, you know, that was an interesting question, too. I mean, it almost seems to be poking fun at a certain kind of stereotype, but, you know, it basically depicts this whole group of Asian characters as having a lot of money, and they do some kind of absurd things, and yet we kind of see that whether you have a lot of money, whether you don't have a lot of money, at the end of the day, we're all human beings, and we all struggle at times with the choices that our family members make. So there was a sweetness here that, like I said, surprised me, and it didn't seem particularly concerned with the political incorrectness of the title.
Right. Well, I know that you reviewed Alpha as well, and that was in the top five over the weekend. Actually, it came in at number five, did about 10 million plus. So not a bad outing, but, you know, it was like one of those stories that on the surface looked like it could have some potential, but focus was critical about some elements of the movie.
Yeah, you know, we were cautious mostly about the amount of violence involved. You know, the whole boy and his dog story, we've seen that as far back as Lassie and probably before that, and this sort of plays on that.
Old Yeller. I haven't been the same since Old Yeller. I mean,
I've been traumatized
since that, right?
Yeah, Old Yeller wrecked an entire generation of people, right?
Exactly.
And this is, in some ways, you know, it's about a prehistoric tribe and a young boy who gets separated from his tribe on the hunt. They think he's dead. He's not. He ends up fighting off a pack of wolves. One of them gets injured, and then they become buddies, basically, and they have to survive together. So,
well, doesn't he injure the wolf himself?
He does.
He shoots the wolf, right?
Yeah, right.
Okay. All right. So it wasn't like he took a bad step or something like that.
The kid actually shoots him.
The
wolf too.
Which goes to show you there is redemption even in the wolf pack, right?
There's redemption even in the wolf pack. That's exactly right, Bo. But there's enough violence and death here that I would not take kids to this movie. I mean, if you've got younger or sensitive viewers who think, oh, this looks like a nice boy and his wolf story, maybe see The Jungle Book instead, right?
Exactly.
This is an intense movie. It's not aimed at young children, really.
Mm-hmm. Well, and of course, this is, you know, sometimes what's bothersome about the ratings. You know, they put on a PG-13.
Yeah.
But as always, and I know this is what I appreciate about Plugged In, and everybody I talk about that knows that we do this on a weekly basis, with Plugged In, and they just so appreciate what the team does on behalf of all the families, is that, you know, discernment is still required. I mean, you do the best right. that you can to review this, and of course, as you and I talked before, is that, you know, on the website, you've gotten away from, you know, the 1 to 5 rating, and now right. you're giving a general commentary here. So how are the people responding to that, by the way, now that I brought it up?
You know,
we've had several weeks down the road now.
We've had some people who've been supportive and understanding, and we've had a number of people who've expressed their disappointment that we pulled that. You know, it's these days, no matter what you do, you're probably going to get somewhat of a mixed response, and I would say that right. it's fair to say we've gotten that here.
Mm-hmm. Well, but that's all part of the process, and you know, and I'm sure you will adapt accordingly as you know, as time comes out, and you know, it's great feedback. I mean, this is what this is all about, is that you are generating a conversation with the people right. who are faithful, you know, to Plugged In, and this is great.
That's exactly right, and we want to be in a conversation, and we want people to engage with the information that we're giving them in a way that gives them what they need to make a wise decision for their own families with regard mm-hmm. to not only movies, but music, video games, television, books. You know, we really try to hit everything in the pop culture that is sort of, you know, making waves and that people are engaged with, and giving families what they need to make a discerning decision.
Exactly. Well, I mean, you guys always, you also reviewed Mile 22 that came in number 3 this past weekend. tell us, yeah, go ahead.
Sorry, I'm laughing in a way that doesn't suggest a very kind response to what you're right. talking about.
Well, it's on, I'm only going, it's on the website, but, you know, again, this yeah. is what it's all about, is we want to make sure we're warning, you know, our families out there, you know, what's being put out.
Well, I'm chuckling because this is a pretty straightforward movie. This is an R-rated action movie starring Mark Wahlberg, and he plays a sort of super secret, you know, when you really need the guy to fix things, he's the guy you call. And it's, you know, he's trying to stop a guy who has some radioactive isotopes, and he's making a dirty bomb, and he has to basically find the one guy who's the key to it and escort him to an airport or an airstrip 22 miles away. But mostly it's an excuse to give Mark Wahlberg a really big machine gun and watch him and other people do enormous damage to everybody who tries to stop them. So it's a bloody, simple, high body count movie that the plot doesn't even make very much sense. So, I mean, this really is a throwaway actioner that's full of R-rated violence and profanity. And, you know, if you really want to go see an action movie, go see Mission Impossible, the new one.
Right.
Don't waste your money on this one.
Mm-hmm. Well, good call. Well, once again, we find that in the absence of creativity and genuineness of art, we get volume and effects, right?
No, that's exactly right. And I think that mm-hmm. Mark Wahlberg in this particular movie has done a number of other films with this director, all of which were better than this one. And so it sort of feels like, you know, they were trying to crank out one according to this formula again. And it just doesn't really work. It doesn't work aesthetically, and it doesn't work ethically on a content level.
Exactly. Well, he's the senior associate editor of Focus on the Family's PluggedIn.com site. Adam Holtz, pinch hitting for Bob Walaszewski, is always a stellar job, Adam. Thank you so much. Appreciate
it. Thank you, Bill. Always enjoy talking to you. Thanks a lot.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for sunshine pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find sunshine pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay. Or call us 253-678-1361.
Bacon.